Late in the afternoon, my uncle arrived, and I was allowed to leave the house. As soon as I was outside, I ran, as hard and fast as I could, across the lawn and down the road to the river landing. At the end of the dock, the water swirled at my feet. The wind lifted my hair. No steamer was in sight. I raised my arms above my head and called out, "Father! Father!" in a transport of suffering. But of course, there was no answer. Father was gone. I turned back and saw two Negro boys watching me curiously. They were dressed in rags, their feet bare. I judged them to be 12 or 13, my age. The taller of them said,
"Your pappy is dead."
"I know it," I said.
"He killed in the fire," the other said. "A big beam fall on him."
The taller boy rubbed his hands together for warmth.
"My auntie say your pappy set that fire hisself and shot hisself in the head, so he dead already when the beam came down on him."
"You're a liar," I said.
"That's what my auntie say," he replied,
keeping his eyes on his friend, who nodded his head in agreement. It was a lie, of course. It was not possible that Father would do such a thing. My sadness and confusion turned to rage. I wanted to kill the boys, and they seemed to know they should be afraid of me, for when I said, "You better run," they took off like scared rabbits. I stood on the dock, shaking with fury. I never told anyone this lie the boys told me. Perhaps it never happened, and I only dreamed it. The doctor and my uncle agreed that Father's death was an accident. Mother always said he'd been murdered. They never did find out how the fire started. Lies, I thought. Lies without end. We lived on them, all of us, all the time.